Okay,
I won't talk first up, but I'll talk afterwards, but we'll hand straight to the captains, Tom Lynch and Tom Jonas, captains of the cricket team, the T20 cricket team is playing next week, so, and I'll ask them to announce their teams, and then I'll come back and talk about the process from here on in and how we're filling those teams. So maybe Tom Jonas first up.
Yeah, so the Port Adelaide team will be comprised of Travis Bogue and Hamish Hartlett, who will lead from the front, and then behind those boys, Boyd Woodcock, Tommy Cleary, Kane Farrell, Connor Rosie and Todd Marshall. So I'm pretty happy with the squad we've compiled, and hopefully to get a few nice selections in the draft next week to boost it.
Well, it's going to be a tough team to beat, but I think we've got the team to do it. We've got the Crouch brothers, who will lead from the front for us. Taylor Walker, Rory Sloane, who I don't think has ever played a game of cricket, but will provide some good fielding for us. Paul Seedsman, Brodie Smith, and the big Darcy Fogarty have to find his way into the side. So we also will be looking to get a few more players through the draft, and yeah, it's going to be just a super exciting game. So hopefully we can put on a good show.
TJ, who was stiffest to miss out? Was there anyone who was very borderline getting in, or
yeah, a few boys not very happy with their missing out on selection. Ryan Burton's been training, you know, once every 2 weeks, but still reckons he's fit to put the whites on. And the other one that'd be pretty stiff would be Dan Houston. He's a bit of an all-rounder, rates himself with the ball, and he's pretty handy with the bat, so yeah, he's not too happy. The other one obviously is, if you watch him play footy, it would make sense, is Tom Rockliffe. He's a real pest, so if he ever misses out on anything, he wants to let you know about it, so it feels like he would have been great value under the lid.
Speaking of pests, I mean, I'm assuming being a showdown, there'll be a bit of banter out there. Who's going to be headlining that side of things?
Yeah, I think, you know, Hamish Hartlett's pretty good on the lip, and we've brought in a few sort of lesser-known rookies who can throw a few barbs and potentially get away with it, so that should be a bit of fun. I think I still owe Tex a carton from when we played him in the 2020. We had a bit going on there, and I wasn't able to hit him for six, so maybe I'll double or nothing there and see how we go.
Who's the X-factor in your team, you think?
Travis Boak's the X-factor. If his shoulder comes good, I think he can get the ball up around sort of mid-130s, he rates himself, but yeah, whether that happens remains to be seen, so if not, he'll just have to wield the willow.
Is Todd Marshall pretty handy with the ball?
Yeah, Toddy reckons he was a underage offie for Australia, so yet to see that. He prefers to bowl mediums, but maybe we'll get him in the nets and get him bowling his tweakers and see how he goes.
Have you named yourself as an opener, or what's the guy at the top?
I'm similar to Sloaney. I'm sort of the bat 11, don't bowl sort of operator. Try and bring a bit of energy in the field, provide drinks. I've got a big car, so I can get plenty of boys to the game on time. So that's generally my role.
TJ, you guys have got a social T20 team as well. Do you have a big game? Was it last night?
Yeah, we got through the quarterfinals last night for the Grange Dolphins, so we'll be progressing to the semis. And yeah, we won the flag last year, so we'll be pretty keen to go back to back in the C grade. So yeah, it's good fun.
Both of you boys mentioned the draft. Where's the holes in your side? What are you going to be looking to recruit? Maybe Lynchy?
Yeah, look, we haven't got too many holes in our side. and on that, we had a few boys miss out as well. Lockie Murphy and Elliot Himmelberg were probably stiff to miss out. I mean, but they'll play pretty important roles, and we'll probably ramp up our training sessions from now on, so net bowlers will be critical for us. We've got a few good ambassadors for the Crows that are pretty handy with the bat, so we'll leave that to a little bit of mystery, but you know, there's some the remaining spots for both teams will be filled with some, you know, some really important people and key figures, obviously for this important game. So I'm really looking forward to when that is, and you know, hopefully we can obviously get as many as we can here, but you know, the Grange Dolphins will give them a good run.
Sounds like Tex is always pretty good on the lead. Is there anyone else in the team who might throw a few barbs out there?
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, you know, in a normal showdown, we're not as mic'd up. But I'm tipping, watching a fair bit of the Big Bash, that most of the guys will be mic'd up during the game. So we might have to be a little bit careful. But, you know, they can get heated showdowns, but they're usually a pretty respectful contest. So I'm sure this will be no different.
Who's going to open the batting?
Once again, I'm not sure I want to give too much away today, but I will tell you that Matt Crouch has been rating himself as a fair cricketer in our side, and probably rightly so. He's a he played probably the highest level for us, and he's a very good player. And Paul Seasons, also one to watch out for, has told us that he is our number one batsman and bowler. So, yeah, he'll play an important role. But, yeah, you might see Tex bowling in the power play.
Rashid Khan's flagged his interest to be a part of this squad. What's the likelihood?
Yeah, there's been a fair bit of interest from a lot of players, and he'll obviously go into the mix. But, we might be able to find some room for him, but not quite sure about that just yet.
Has it been a welcome distraction from the grind of pre-season? I know you guys are probably loving pre-season, your footy, but is it something different and breaks up the monotony a little bit?
We're really looking forward to obviously, playing our part to obviously raise as much funds as we can. We're only a small minority in that. I mean, Adelaide Oval and what they've been able to do in terms of putting on the ground for us is just fantastic, and it's just been great to get both clubs behind it. But, we do have to focus a little bit on footy, but cricket has certainly taken over.
Mitchy, just on footy, you're in a leadership group once again. Must be a good feeling to, be voted in by peers and continue in that role.
Yeah, I mean, this is the leadership role that I've been after, though, the cricket one, so it's it's important I play my role here, and I think that's a something which has played out over the last few years, but it maybe just means you're getting a bit older. So, but yeah, it's obviously a great thrill to be a part of that.
Tails and Tex have stepped out of that, but obviously they'll still be providing some leadership regardless of whether they've got a title or not this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're they're two fantastic leaders of our club and great people of our club, and their leadership's never been more important. So, really lucky to have those guys at our club.
Who's coaching both of these teams?
Who's your coach?
Don't actually know. So there could be a spot up for grabs there. I was thinking about a little Lehman head-to-head. So whether Buff is the coach of the Crows, or he potentially dons the tri-colours, and then we might have Jake in our team. So we just have to see how the draft unfolds.
Have you made your mind up? You win the toss, you're going to battle ball.
You always bat.
Yeah, well, I think we have to let them back, because if we, it'd be interesting. I don't want to get too much of
that. Tommy, just to join us, just a quick one on footy. How is the ankle at the moment? Where are you sort of at?
Yeah, the ankle's coming along well. Did my first main session today, 100% of it, so that was a good sign. I was a little bit rusty, a little bit slow, and boys gave me the runaround, but it was good to be back out there and getting the competitive juices flowing. So still, a month away from first JOT, so plenty of time.
So what I can say so far is the interest in the game has been enormous, and we're absolutely delighted here at Adelaide Oval to be hosting it. The community has really supported it, and we look like hopefully having a really big crowd. We spoke about the teams. There are spots to be filled. And there's been so much interest from the cricketers, whether the Redbacks, strikers, some of our district cricketers. So what we've decided to do, rather than have it ad hoc, is actually have a draft. So next Wednesday we'll be having a draft here, and both captains will be responsible for choosing the remaining players in their team. There'll be four, strikers or Redbacks players selected on each team. Our female cricketers are also being involved, and there'll be a female cricketer who's been either involved with the Scorpions program or Strikers WBBL program or at district level. So the guys have got a lot to think about. We'll be tossing a coin to see who picks first next Wednesday, and they'll have an opportunity to pick those five additional players for their team. For the game, there'll be obviously that adds up to more than 11. There'll be only 11 bat, and a maximum obviously 11 can bowl. So some great opportunities for the guys to have a really good think about who they add to their list. We won't know final availability until after the BBL minor round's finished, and work with Issaka on that. So, but what we do know is that the cricketers can't wait to be involved, and they're certainly lobbying to get a spot.
The tickets have been on sale for a little bit now. Where are we sort of forecasting in the range?
Yeah, look, it's been terrific. The response from the community has been overwhelming. We're at over 25,000 tickets sold already after 1 week. So with a week and a half and a lot of, talk coming up to the game, we'd love that to get to 40,000 to 50,000 and sell the place out. So That's the goal. But we certainly encourage everyone to get out there and get their tickets and don't wait to the last minute because there may not be any left.
Who's going to run the drinks?
Good point. There'll be a 12th man auctioned.
Yep.
Through a couple of radio stations, so that'll give an opportunity to raise some more funds and have someone involved. We'll also have a CFS volunteer involved with each team as well. We spoke about coaches earlier. We're working with the clubs and with SACA, and hopefully we'll be able to announce a couple of appropriate coaches next week to support both teams.
The game is for charity, so there's probably some budget restrictions, but are you looking to replicate a big bash?
Absolutely. We're working, Kojo, who do the production here at Adelaide Oval, working closely with all the teams, and no doubt we'll be aiming to put on the best show we possibly can here at the Oval. So it'll be a great spectacle, and we're treating it very seriously. I know the players, and they're having a bit of fun, but they want to win the game, and we expect some decent totals, and let's hope we have a great game of cricket.
Thanks, Mick.